Introduction. ADP 3.0 describes how the Army, in multi-domain operations, contributes to the joint operational concept of unified action to synchronize, coordinate, and integrate military activities designed to overcome the challenges posed by peer threats, such as Russia and China. These peer threats employ capabilities and formations unlikely to be defeated by single, decisive attacks focused on a specific domain. Army forces need an approach to victory based on the ability to build advantages over time, attacking multiple decisive points across five domains: land, maritime, air, space, and cyberspace, and in all three dimensions: physical, information, and human. The strategic environment and United States policy drove the development of multi-domain operations. The Army focuses its readiness on China and Russia because they pose the greatest threats to United States' vital interests. They, and to a lesser extent, North Korea and Iran, possess capabilities to contest United States Army and joint forces in every domain. Their focus on standoff capabilities presents challenges and opportunities that require Army forces to employ a multi-domain approach as part of a larger joint and multinational team. Multi-domain operations demand a shift in mindset that includes thinking beyond how the joint force enables operations on land. Army forces must be able to enable operations in other domains for the overall joint force to win. Multi-domain operations expand combined arms beyond the traditional one- and two-domain approaches to the full depth of an enemy's capabilities and formations. Multi-domain operations fracture the coherence of enemy capabilities and formations by disintegrating their interdependent systems and formations, and by exploiting opportunities these disruptions provide to defeat enemy forces in detail. ADP 3.0 modifies key topics and updates terminology and concepts as necessary. These topics include the discussion of an operational environment, operational and mission variables, and operational framework, as well as discussions of unified action and combat power. ADP 3.0 maintains combined arms as the application of arms that multiplies Army forces' effectiveness in all operations. However, it expands combined arms to include joint and multinational capabilities as integral to combined arms and discusses how the Army conducts these operations across multiple domains. For more detailed information on specific tactics and procedures, see FM 3.0. ADP 3.0 contains four chapters. Chapter 1 defines military operations in context for the Army. It describes the Army's view of war and warfare and provides two general methods for conducting warfare: conventional warfare and irregular warfare. The chapter describes the current strategic environment facing the Army and introduces the Army's strategic contexts. It provides an explanation of unified action and how the Army supports joint operations through execution of the Army's four strategic roles. Finally, it discusses the importance of training to gain skill in land warfare. Chapter 2 is a discussion of the warfighting functions and combat power. It defines the warfighting functions and describes how the application of the warfighting functions in complementary and reinforcing ways generates combat power. It defines combat power and identifies the dynamics of combat power: leadership, firepower, information, mobility, and survivability. The chapter concludes with a discussion on considerations for organizing combat power through force tailoring, task organization, mutual support, and reconstitution. Chapter 3 addresses the Army's operational concept of multi-domain operations. It identifies the key challenges facing the Army today, and it describes how commanders will likely apply land power as part of multi-domain operations to defeat enemy forces on land and establish conditions that accomplish the joint force commander's objectives. The chapter defines the tenets and imperatives of multi-domain operations. The chapter ends with a discussion on the strategic and operational frameworks and their application to the conduct of operations. Chapter 4 provides the Army's support to joint campaigning. It defines and describes operational art and the elements of operational art. This chapter addresses the application of operational art. It details how commanders should consider defeat and stability mechanisms when developing an operational approach. It also discusses the operation structure commanders use to array forces and conduct operations.